What is up, everyone? Hope you guys are having a fantastic day, and I really, really do wish that for every single one of you who's listening to this podcast and investing your time into something that I'm so passionate about, and I truly appreciate that. Today we are going to talk about something related to nutrition, and to be specific, I mean, what kind of diet is the best diet? So right now I just got off from work and I'm in the car driving to get my girlfriend and go grocery shopping because we don't have any food in the fridge. I don't know why that was necessary, but I mentioned that. Anyways, so today I wanted to talk about something related to nutrition. Oh, before I even begin, excuse me if this doesn't sound that great. As you know that I'm in the car, so I keep, you know, the bumping, going on these bumps and make some weird noises. So bear with me. Today, as I already said, but I'm just going to say it again because I'm repetitive and I'm like an old guy. I'm talking about the best diet for you. What is the best diet you can do to get to your goal? So let me just set the mood right and tell you guys that the best diet for you as an individual is the one that you can have fun with and you can adhere to. Now, for people who don't know what adhere means, that means you can stick to for a very long time. You can get used to it. It doesn't feel extremely difficult where you feel like shit all the fucking time. Because if you feel like that, that sucks, right?
Yes, Daniel.
Thank you. So lately there has been this trend, as it always goes around, and it dies for a while, comes back again, and these are just like these diet trends that keep happening over and over again. The latest trend is ketogenic diet, and intermittent fasting has been around for a while now, and it's been just gaining fame even more day by day. So I just want people to understand the whole concept behind why those diets work, first of all. Second, if you should do it. Now, the reason that those diets work, it's because they put you in a negative energy balance. What does that mean? That means your body is basically underfed. If you burn 2,500 calories a day and you eat 2,000, you're gonna lose weight. That's just a foundation of body composition, body recomposition. So if you're only looking for weight loss, your caloric intake is the only thing that matters, nothing else. However, out of weight loss, what is your priority? Do you want to lose weight and muscle and organ tissue and water weight all at the same time? Then yes, all you need to focus on is your calories. But who wants to lose muscle? We all train hard. We go to the gym for hours and hours a day. We deposit that much hard work so that we can get something in return, and we wouldn't give a fuck about doing that. We'll just put it aside because we want to lose weight. Hell no. That's all of your efforts going to fucking waste. That's stupid. Nobody wants that. We want to lose weight and maintain muscle at the same time. So basically, our goal is not weight loss, rather fat loss. They're two different things now. Don't mix them up. Fat loss is what most people aim for, but they label it as weight loss. So from here onwards, focus on fat loss. Put the energy of wanting to lose fat outside, not losing weight. That is very, very important. It's just a change of mindset. And trust me, mindset matters a lot more than you can ever imagine. Now, why do these diets put you in a caloric deficit? By the way, deficit means under. Surplus means over. Now, why do these diets put you in a deficit? First of all, we'll start off with keto, ketogenic diet. The reason that it puts you in a caloric restriction, it's because you're eliminating all sorts of carbohydrates pretty much. You have a few things just to keep your fiber intake high enough. I think depending on your body composition, depending on your weight, depending on what you do and blah, 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 you can eat up to 50 grams of carbs depending on the individual again. But basically, if I want to create a macro split, a percentage split, it would be a 75% fat, 25% protein, and 5%, holy shit, my math is so off, sorry, 70%, yeah, 75, I was correct, 75%, no, I was not correct, holy cow, people are gonna laugh at me, but it's okay, we're all about transparency over here. I'm driving. I got stuck at an intersection. That's why I kind of got off track. Anywho, 75% needs to come from fat, and 20% comes from protein, and 5% comes from carbs. And the 5% of carbs, but you can't just go and spend that 5% on use that 5% on like bread or stuff like that. You have to use it on fibrous vegetables. And when you eliminate stuff like that, basically you can't have potatoes, you can't have pasta, you can't have rice, you can't have bread, you can't have Pop-Tarts, you can't have basically anything that's delicious, pretty much. You'd have to give it up. You can't have barbecue sauce, for fuck's sake. Who can't have barbecue sauce? God damn it. Sorry. I'm very enthusiastic about barbecue sauce and ketchup. You can't have any of those. So it sucks, for me at least. You're eliminating a fuck ton of food options. Now, you're only stuck with stuff that are decently high in protein and extremely high in fat. So your food options are pretty much lowered down to the basic, I don't know, maybe 20 things that you can eat. If you're really, really creative and you're food obsessed, maybe you'll be able to push it up to 30 or 40 things, but not more. And it puts you in a caloric restriction. The keto idiots, they fucking believe that it's the diet that it's making them lose fat, because the more you eat fat, the more you burn it. True, you burn the fat that you're eating, not the fat off of your body, you fuck mother... Jesus Christ. Excuse my French. I get really pissed off when people don't know what they're talking about. Look into the science behind it. It's only because you are in a caloric restriction that drives weight loss. Now, a ketogenic diet does have a ton of benefits for people that might be at risk of cancer or might be developing cancer or already have cancer, to be honest. It's really good for them, or diabetic people, the people that are at risk of having seizures. There are a ton of health benefits. But again, I'm not a doctor for me to prescribe what kind of a diet. And even doctors don't do that. Doctors like to, most doctors at least, like to rip you off and tell you that you need this medicine, you need this treatment, blah, blah, blah. Nobody wants to just come up and tell you, hey, you need to go on a ketogenic diet and your problem is solved. That's, anyways, that's a completely different story. But basically, it has a ton of health benefits. If you're looking for those health benefits, then yes, by all means, you should do it. If I ever get the chance of getting cancer, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go on a ketogenic diet, or if I ever get diabetic, I will do that. But if we're just viewing this from a body composition perspective, where all we care about is, well, mostly what we care about is how we look, from a physique standpoint, then ketogenic diet isn't the best way to diet, because your protein intake is pretty low, and when your carbs are that low, you can't perform as well as you want to at the gym. Remember, carbs can help you fuel your body for lifting. It's one of the best sources. And protein, you need enough protein to maintain or sometimes even gain muscle, especially if you're a newbie. And fats, we need it for hormone regulation. So basically, fats are very essential. Fats aren't bad. But neither are carbs or protein. They're all three of them, in my opinion, if you're a healthy individual, if you're an average person, all three of them are equally as important. None of them are like more important than the other. But, if I have to put you in a caloric restriction, I would first calculate your protein, then fats, then carbs to fill out your entire intake. That's how I structure it. Carbs are your most expendable macro, because we don't need it to survive. When it comes from a survival standpoint, we don't need carbs. We need protein and fats. But carbs aren't essential. However, since I'm talking to the people, the population listening to this podcast is most likely people who lift. And when you lift, carbs are important. Carbs are very important. If you're on a low carb diet and you're trying to lift, especially the first month until maybe your body adapts, you're gonna feel like shit. You're gonna feel like crap. You're gonna have shitty workouts. You're gonna be fatigued all the time. It's not fun at all. Now, that's from the ketogenic diet. Now we'll go on to the intermittent fasting. Intermittent fasting, I even do it, but I know why I do it. I know the science behind why I can lose weight easily and why I feel better on it. It's not because intermittent fasting is better than your traditional eat 3 to 5 meals a day. It's just that it's good for my lifestyle. Now, intermittent fasting isn't magic. All it does, again, the most famous split is the 16-hour fast and the 8-hour feeding window. Now, let me put it into perspective. You sleep for 8 hours, assuming, and you're up for 16 hours. Now, what do you think? If you're up for 16 hours and you eat breakfast, then you get hungry again, you eat a snack, then you get hungry, you eat your lunch, then another snack, and then dinner, then maybe even you want a bedtime snack. Those are 6 meals. And if a person isn't counting their calories, that is an insane amount of food, especially if they eat calorically dense foods. And then they're like, oh, I'm eating healthy. Motherfucker, it doesn't matter if you're eating healthy or not. If you're eating too much, you can eat salads and gain weight. Trust me, you don't want to try it. It sucks if you do that. And instead, what you do with intermittent fasting, with the 16-8 protocol, you fast for 16 hours. Basically, you don't eat for 16 hours. So the 16-hour period that you were eating before, now you don't eat. Now, the 8-hour period that you would be fasting, now it's your feeding window. So basically, you're just switching it around. Now, I have a question. if someone can eat 3,000 calories within 16 hours, how much food do you think that person can eat within 8 if they want to even overeat? Probably with overeating up until the point where they feel like they're about to fucking throw up, maybe 3,000. I'm on a diet right now and I'm consuming 1,890 calories a day on my low days. And on my high days, I'm at 2,650. One thing is for sure, on my refeeds, on my high days, I do not fast. Do you know why? Because I feel sick if I want to fit 2,650 calories into 8 hours. It's ridiculous. It's hard. I feel sick afterwards. Now, for some people, that might even work. If it does, as Gary Vaynerchuk would say, Mazel Tov, go for it. But it doesn't for me. It's difficult to fit so much food in that short period, that short period of time. So basically, the person who was consuming 3,000 calories with 6 meals within 16 hours might eat 2,000 calories, 2,200 calories. That's an 800 calorie difference. That's eight. And remember, if you want to lose a pound a week, this is an estimate. This is not 100% accurate. A lot of variables come into play, but from a number standpoint, we can say that a 500 calorie deficit a day can lead to a pound of weight loss per week. This is an extra 300 calories a day. That is insane. And then they're like, holy shit, I just lost 6 pounds in like 1 week. Intermittent fasting is magic. No, you're a fat motherfucker who ate. Again, by the way, don't get butt hurt because I use these words. I'm using it for different purposes. I'm not fat shaming. I was fat myself. My whole fucking family's fat. There's nothing wrong with being fat. I'm just saying, like, he likes to eat food. So just don't get all judgmental and don't go all in saying he's fat shaming. And fuck you if you think like that. Unsubscribe. Get the fuck out of here. Now, for the people who are listening, that guy just eats a lot, or that girl just eats a lot, and that's putting that person in a caloric surplus. That means they're eating more than they burn when they eat 3,000 calories and the guy only burns 2,500. So what happens is they gain weight. But if they restrict it, they lose weight. And intermittent fasting just helps you get a caloric deficit. As simple as that. Same goes for paleo, same goes for Atkins, same goes for military diet. So all of these fad diets, even fucking Weight Watchers does this. Weight Watchers gives you a point system. Do you know what that point system is? It's basically a calculation of your calories into a point system. That is it. It's as simple as that. As long as you are within your caloric intake for whatever goal you have, a weight gain or weight loss or weight maintenance, as long as you're within that range of 50 to 150 of your caloric goal per day, you will get to your goal. You will get to your end result. You will get your results. There's no magical diet that'll fix your fucking problems. By problems, I mean like fat loss or weight gain or whatever. Find a diet. You can try all of them. In my opinion, ketogenic diet is not good for everybody. Ketogenic diet is good for the people that might have issues. If you can consume carbs, carbs are healthy. Fruits are healthy. Vegetables are healthy. You need them in your system. We were born to eat whatever the fuck we want. Some people go insane. Have a balanced diet. You were not born to be a fucking herbivore. You don't. Look, If you're a vegan because you enjoy it, awesome. But if you're a vegan and you hate on people who eat meat, fuck you for doing that, by the way. Yes, I have a very strong feeling towards them because that's fucked up. Just because, if it's like that, I think vegans are stupid. That's unfair. That's fucking rude. That's unacceptable. Just because I think they're bad doesn't mean they're bad. Just because I eat meat and they don't, it doesn't make them any less of a human. That's what they prefer. If you're doing it because you prefer it, awesome. Good for you that you found something. You're self-aware enough that you found something that works for you and you enjoy. But if you're doing it for some fucking stupid reason and you force it onto other people, then go fuck yourself. You don't even fucking deserve to listen to this podcast. Damn, that was really aggressive. Just find what works best for you. I don't think Atkins is the best way to go. If you are going to go for low carb, instead of going for paleo, Atkins and bullshit stuff like that, I'd go for, just high protein, moderate fat, and low carbs. But if you're going to be balanced, I will show you how you can create a split, a macro split for yourself, how to calculate them within a caloric range of your goals, maybe in the next one or two podcasts. Stop putting your judgment onto other people. That's just really fucked up. If you enjoy it, awesome. If you don't walk around telling people, this worked for me, it'll work for you. No, that person is not you. That's why we look different, we sound different, we eat different, we look different. We're different. You cannot create one shoe and expect everybody's foot would fucking fit into it. You gotta find what works for that individual. Individuality plays a huge fucking role when it comes to fitness, when it comes to whatever. You just name it, it plays a huge role. Stop forcing one specific thing onto different people. You're different, they're different. What works for me, I can come up to you and say, hey, intermittent fasting is working for me and I lost 10 pounds within the past month. It'll work for you too. Maybe it will. But maybe that person has some blood sugar problems, and if they go on intermittent fasting and if their blood sugar fucking drops because they walked too much or they ran too much or whatever, they fucking fall and they hit their head somewhere or whatever that can happen to them, that's on you. You're pulling information out of your ass. There are no studies out there saying that intermittent fasting is better than normal diets. No, it's not. Intermittent fasting is awesome if you enjoy it and if it works for you. If you're a coach and you're listening to this, dude, don't force one method onto thousands of people. Meet all of them. Teach them at least how to find it for themselves. If you can't do it for 1,000 people, teach them your process of finding it for them so they can do it for themselves. Some people are walking around telling people that you need to intermittent fast, you need to go super low calories, you need 4 fucking refeeds, or you need ketogenic diet or Atkins or paleo. Dude, stop with the nonsense and find your way. Find what works for you. Test it out. And if you don't want to test it out, this is my opinion. Always start off with a very, very balanced diet. And what do I mean by that? A healthy amount of carbs, a healthy amount of fats, a healthy amount of protein, and dairy, and vegetables, fruits, everything needs to be included in your diet. And check your variables. Sometimes certain things just don't suit you. Do you know what you need to do? Cut them out. If you're a person who loves to eat at night, you don't get hungry in the morning that much, maybe intermittent fasting will work for you. If you're a person who loves breakfast, who fucking loves it, and you're just about dinner, you know what? Fuck intermittent fasting. Eat your breakfast. If you're a person who can't eat one to three meals, you need 4 to 5 meals a day. This is for my hard gainers out there. No, intermittent fasting, ketogenic, paleo, Atkins will not fucking work for you. You gotta eat. Then eat. I hope you guys are understanding where I'm taking this, because I've repeated myself probably 10 times by now. So, that is the best diet. The one that works best for you. The one that you can stick to. If I come and tell you that, hey, you got to pick a diet and you have to do it for the rest of your life, what would you do? Do that. Start from there and then make adjustments along the way. There you have it, folks. That is the answer to the question of today's titled podcast. All right, thank you so much for listening to me rant about, if you liked it, then knowledgeable information, but if you didn't like it, then my bullshit. But even though, whatever, if you listen till the end, thank you so much. I truly, truly, truly appreciate you. You're awesome. If nobody has told you today, you're amazing. You're awesome. Give yourself a pat on the back because you're trying to improve yourself. Also, be proud of yourself. Go in front of the mirror and tell yourself that if you're a woman, tell yourself you're beautiful. Even if you're a dude, tell yourself that you're beautiful. Tell yourself that you're good enough. You're a good person, and be proud of who you are and improve. Once again, thank you so much. Make sure to subscribe, leave a review. That will help me a lot. And if you are not following me on any other platform, make sure to go follow me. All of my usernames are Saber Physique.